Dear people who keep company with God, I never had a conscious desire to visit nations where the church is hidden from sight until I saw with my own eyes the hidden bride of Christ. All of my life as a believer, I have heard the stories of this bride and so admired and looked up to her. It is hard to describe what I felt when I first saw her. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 13:12, desire fulfilled is a tree of life. There was something that came alive in me. It was as if an unconscious desire was suddenly awakened and fulfilled in the same moment. My first conscious thought was, I have been waiting all my life to see these people. My second conscious thought was, how I get back here. There is a completely different spiritual dynamic in this church. Everything is out of sight. Nothing is proclaimed on the rooftops like in our nation. There is no public testimony, no banners announcing revivals or special conferences, no websites full of spiritual merchandise. No one is selling CDs of the latest message or worship songs. I do appreciate and value the fact that we have the freedom to express our worship publicly and to promote our ministries. It is needed in the world, but there are other spiritual dynamics that are different, not better or worse. It is a different expression of the body of Christ that has things that we need. One of the first things I observed was leadership appears to be more biblical. The leaders I met seemed to have more of the servant heart that Jesus told us we must have, Matthew 20 and 26. They seemed more focused on equipping, training, and deploying the people than on building up their own ministries. They also have a focus on security for the people. Most likely, the reason for this is the leaders are in the greatest danger in this type of society. If you're going to be a leader, there is a real possibility of punishment and imprisonment. I am sure this, along with the fact that there is no public glory or being put on a pedestal, keeps the leadership ranks thin, and only those who have true servant hearts and callings to lead step up. It is my understanding that many of the believers are farmers who have no education and are basically biblically ignorant. However, that is beginning to change. There is a real move of God here among young people. These young people are very focused on taking the gospel to their nation and to the nations of the world, in particular to the Islamic nations and Israel. They are very teachable and hungry for spiritual things. They highly esteem both the Word and the supernatural. When I shared with them some things concerning the heavenly realm, they were very quick to ask me where this was in the Word, not from a skeptical or argumentative attitude, but from a hunger to gain and know more of their inheritance in Christ. I also noticed when they shared their faith with unbelievers, they were very fiery and passionate. I believe some of the next great preachers will come from this nation. I believe many of them realize they may give their lives fulfilling the Great Commission, but that does not seem to be an issue or even a concern with them. The issue for them is not should I go, but it is how and when will I get to go and bring the gospel to the nations. This is something that will really humble you when you minister to someone and realize that one day they will become a martyr. I find as wonderful as this bride is, human beings are human beings everywhere. We all need to know the Father's love, acceptance, and identity. We all need our hearts healed and set free from the pain, discouragement, and sorrows we experience in this world. We all need that next touch from the Holy Spirit. We all need to know someone cares about and loves us. We all need heaven to come down into our lives. We all need grace. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.